It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with the Little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you. And today I'm sharing two stories from our new bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Miracles. Because miracles happen every day to people from all walks of life. And today we're talking about miracles involving money. Because we've all had those times when we really needed some financial help. And sometimes miracles occur, like in the two stories I'm sharing with you. In our first story, Carol Guido Schmidt tells us that she went to grad school when she was in her 30s. It was a two-hour drive from her home, but the program was on Saturdays, so she could take two classes every Saturday, and she would graduate in about 2 years. She was thrilled to be accepted into the program, and she was up for the challenge, even though she knew it would be rough since she worked full-time and was a mother, too. But she could pull it off because it was Saturdays. Then, when she was nearing the end of the second semester, she learned the Saturday program was shutting down. That meant she would have to make the trip twice a week for night school to keep her student loan, or pay the tuition herself and take one class at a time. Both options were awful. Plus, on top of that, she didn't think her old car could make the trip twice a week, and she'd be driving at night on the interstate. The whole situation was overwhelming. Carol didn't think she could continue, but she had already run up her debt taking the first year of classes. So if she didn't finish her master's, she still had to pay off that debt with nothing to show for it. And she knew that grad school credits wouldn't transfer, so she had to finish her master's where she had started it. She was looking at a disaster in the making, but she kept going to her Saturday classes while they still existed, and she kept doing her daytime nursing job. And then, a week later, her watch stopped, and she needed to get a new battery for it, but her only free day was Sunday, and her jewelry store was closed, so she went off to the mall to look for a battery. And there she saw a poster advertising a sweepstakes for a new car. The deadline had actually been the day before, but the cylinder stuffed with entry forms was still there. So Carol filled one out and stuffed it into the slot. A few weeks later, she got a call. She had won a new four-wheel drive car. That solved one problem. Now she had a good vehicle for driving back and forth to classes on wintry nights, but she still had the problem of tuition. If she didn't take two classes per semester, she couldn't get a student loan, but that would mean making the four-hour round trip two nights every week. Then Carol's next miracle occurred. Her advisor called and said she had found a scholarship for Carol. It was good for either one or two classes per semester. Carol ended up graduating with her master's degree with honors a little later than she had originally planned, but she had done it. Through two huge miracles, she had managed to work full-time, be a mother, and get her degree. I love the fact that miracles happen to regular people all the time when they least expect it. And that happened to another of our writers, Dan Glass. Dan and his wife, Heather, were relaxing after a fun Labor Day weekend in a New York State park. They were driving back to Pennsylvania the next day, so they were taking it easy, and Dan was reading when his phone rang. He didn't recognize the number, but it was the same area code as his Aunt Toot, so he answered it. Much to his surprise, the woman at the other end of the call had amazing news for him. Dan's hand, which had begun shaking 4 years earlier, was shaking a lot as he talked to this woman. So much so that Heather, who was listening, asked if everything was okay. It was more than okay, in fact. It was a miracle. But first, let's go back 4 years earlier, when Dan and Heather had experienced another miracle on another vacation. They had gone to Las Vegas for Heather's 40th birthday. And they had gone hiking while they were there, and it was a difficult hike on a very hot day, and Heather had been hurt so badly that she couldn't put any weight on her leg, and so they needed help, but they were miles from the entrance to the park. They needed a hero to come along, and indeed, two heroes showed up right when they needed them, a couple named Don and Teresa. Don happened to be a search and rescue instructor, and Teresa was a registered nurse, so they knew just what to do, and they coordinated a rescue effort for Heather that took more than 5 hours, but resulted in Heather getting safely to a hospital where she learned that she had torn her ACL. Heather was saved, but it was expensive, and Dan and Heather were still trying to pay off all those medical bills from 4 years earlier. That was why this phone call now, on their first hiking trip since the accident, was so welcome. The woman who was calling said that the church raffle ticket that Dan's Aunt Toot had given him a few weeks earlier was a winner. Dan had won enough money to pay off all the medical bills that had been hanging over them. And it was a good thing, too, because a year later, they learned that Dan's mysterious shaking hand was the beginning of Parkinson's. Dan says that raffle win removed the barriers that would have obstructed us from handling that problem. It was miracles all around, provided by love and God and my Aunt Toot. So those are two very cool stories from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Miracles. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Miracles, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there. You can look at the front and back covers, and you can read more about it. And you'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon. Come back next time to hear another story from our Miracles book. I'll be talking with Robert Cuccio and his wife, Cheryl, who will tell us their story about how Rob literally came back from the dead and what he experienced before he was brought back to life.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.